San Jose State volleyball star warns NCAA after Texas AG files lawsuit over trans athletes in women's sports. By Paul Bois on December 27, 2024. Brooke Slusser, a star player for the San Jose State women's volleyball team, has issued a warning to the NCAA after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit over transgenders in women's sports. As Breitbart News reported over the weekend, Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing the organization of violating the Texas Trade Practices Act, which protects consumers from businesses attempting to mislead or trick them into purchasing goods or services that are not as advertised. The NCAA is intentionally and knowingly jeopardizing the safety and well-being of women by deceptively changing women's competitions into co-ed competitions, Paxton said. When people watch a women's volleyball game, for example, they expect to see women playing against other women, not biological males pretending to be something they are not. Radical gender theory has no place in college sports. Slusser responded to the lawsuit and wrote on X that the NCAA should expect more trouble if it continues to allow men in women's sports. Hey NCAA, just in case you haven't realized yet, this fight will just keep getting harder for you until you make a change, Slusser wrote on X. Slusser had been involved in a lawsuit against her own school this year for allowing a transgender player, Blair Fleming, on the women's team. She had sought an injunction to prohibit Fleming from the Mountain West Conference women's volleyball tournament last month. The injunction was denied. In response to the lawsuit, the NCAA issued a statement saying that it will continue to ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships. College sports are the premier stage for women's sports in America, and while the NCAA does not comment on pending litigation, the association and its members will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships, the organization said. The lawsuit came after NCAA President Charlie Baker suggested that women should take it upon themselves to use separate facilities if transgender athletes make them feel uncomfortable, which he suggested when speaking to the Senate Judiciary Committee about legalized sports gambling. During the testimony, several Republican lawmakers pressed him on the issue of transgenders in women's sports. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, in particular, asked about a specific NCAA policy that says transgender student athletes should be able to use the locker room, shower and toilet facilities in accordance with their gender identity. Everybody else should have an opportunity to use other facilities if they wish to do so, Baker responded. Baker said that the NCAA gives colleges that host sporting events to accommodate athletes however they see fit. I believe our guidelines give people optionality in how they choose to use their facilities, Baker said. We told the local folks who hosted our tournaments that they need to make accommodations for the people who are playing. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.